This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Yoshi from Redmond is. Yoshi, are you there?
I'm here.
I'm Sarah, your host.
I'm ready.
Yeah, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve. For those playing at home, Yoshi has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you'll only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Ready.
In computer science, what does AI stand for?
Artificial intelligence.
Correct. Safeco Field was officially renamed T-Mobile Park in what year?
2020, 21, 22.
No. What singer recently released an album titled Cowboy Carter?
Beyonce.
Yes. Which country's flag features the most stars?
The United States.
Correct. Angelina Jolie brought which Disney villain to life?
Pass.
What kind of seeds are used to make tahini sauce?
Sesame seeds.
Yes. Half human, half fish is better known as what mythical creature?
Mermaid.
Correct. What chemical element symbol is an S?
A pass.
Thing 1 and Thing 2 first appeared in what Dr. Seuss book?
Pass.
What's the maximum score you can achieve in 10-pin bowling?
300.
Yes. Angelina Jolie brought which Disney villain to life? No.
Oh, Yoshi. I can't think of it.
You got 6 correct, though.
Yeah.
Better than half.
You were on a heater there for a minute.
Yeah, it was a little off and on. You passed when you didn't know, so you played the game well. I still kind of think Steve might win.
Sarah's rooting for you today, Steve.
Oh, I bet she is.
I don't know if I'm rooting for him, but I think you might win.
All right. I love the faith.
Steve, are you ready?
Yes!
In computer science, what does AI stand for?
Artificial intelligence.
Yes. Safeco Field was officially renamed T-Mobile Park in what year?
Oh, crap. 2018?
No.
2017?
No.
2019.
Yes. What singer recently released an album titled Cowboy Carter?
That would be Beyonce.
Sure is. Which country's flag features the most stars?
I'm going to go our flag. America. United States of America.
Yes. Angelina Jolie brought which Disney villain to life?
Tomb Raider.
No.
Cruella de Vil.
No.
Ah, oh, damn it. I thought that's what it was. The Wicked Witch of the West.
No. What kind of seeds are used to make tahini sauce?
Tahini seeds.
No.
I don't know. Sesame seeds?
You do know.
Oh.
Half human, half fish is better known as what mythical creature?
Mermaid.
Yes. What chemical element symbol is an S?
Silver.
No.
Sulfur.
Yes. Thing 1 and Thing 2 first appeared in what Dr. Seuss book?
Oh, the places we'll go?
No.
Green Eggs and Ham?
No.
Dr. Seuss Gone Wild?
No. Steve, you got 7 correct, which is closer than I thought, but it's still a win. Yes. 7-6.
Let's go.
Sorry, Yoshi.
Darn. I was also about to say Cruella de Vil, even though I knew it was wrong.
I picture it was 1,000 or 101 Dalmatians, right?
Yeah.
That's
right,
that's Emma Stone.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah.
Wait, are you saying that Emma Stone played Cruella de Vil?
Yeah.
Oh, I've not seen that.
Oh, it's good.
I've heard it's really good.
Yeah.
Is it called Cruella?
Yep.
Yeah.
Wow, you know so much about it.
A movie that I've never seen.
Danny, do you know Angelina Jolie brought which Disney villain to life?
Maleficent.
Yep.
Oh. Yeah, I would have never guessed that, actually.
Wow.
And thing one and thing two. I think it's the most popular, well-known Dr. Seuss book.
It's got to be the Cat in the Hat.
It sure is.
Yep.
That's why everyone has those thing one, thing two shirts at Disney.
Yeah. Yes.
And mom one, mom or dad two. And
which is funny because
three or whatever the hell it is.
Which is funny because it's not a Disney thing, but people still wear them all the time.
All
there.
The time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then one you didn't get to, what's the maximum score you can achieve in 10 pin bowling?
300.
Yes. Well, you won anyway, so congratulations.
The Daily Mix Show.
There is an Italian media company called 50 Top Pizza, and they recently ranked Spark Pizza in Redmond as the 33rd best pizza restaurant in the United States.
Have you ever been there?
I have not, but I want to go.
I never even heard of it. I guess they were on the list last year, and I don't know. I've never heard of Spark Pizza.
So we've tried to go there. My girlfriend works in Redmond, and she's like, there's this place everyone talks about called Spark Pizza. We tried to go there. There was a line down the street and around the corner.
Wow.
And I was like, what?
So we're out of the loop. Everyone else is in the loop.
Apparently.
Okay.
They do wood-fired pizzas. They're owned by Tony and Carolyn. They've got a very welcoming atmosphere, apparently.
I know people Tony love and Carolyn.
You know them.
Give them a call. Let's make it happen.
So Spark Pizza, however, was the only Washington restaurant featured. Portland, though, got 6 spots.
And I guess it included Portland and then like other parts of Oregon. It wasn't just like Portland proper because I saw there was like one in like Salem and a couple of other places as well.
But the real crime against pizza is that Dion's Pizza in Albuquerque was not featured.
Ah! That's why we know this is a legitimate list.
So because of this, we have a simple question for our dear Rockaholics. We want to know, where is the best pizza found in your town? Steve in Kirkland, where do you go for the best pizza in your town?
Good morning, everybody. I want to say happy 4th of July to you guys.
Thank you, Steve.
The best pizza in Kirkland, actually, it's right next door to my office. It's called the Pizza Bank.
Ooh, the Pizza Bank.
And, of course, by the name, you can tell it used to be a bank. Now they serve pizza.
I didn't even put 2 and 2 together. That's hilarious.
So it totally looks like a bank still.
It doesn't look like a bank at all, but, you know, they serve really good food. And my parents actually used to eat there. So it's been there a while.
Oh, so it's got some good tradition going on. Wouldn't it be great if you ordered a pizza to go, but you pull up to the drive-thru and they put it through, like, the tube? And then you open it up and there's, like, a slice or breadsticks or something along those lines. I would have totally leaned into the whole bank part.
Tube pizza.
Yeah.
Lucas and Everett, same question for you. Where do you go for the best pizza in your town?
I go for the best pizza in my town. Will have to be Brooklyn Bros. And
Boom.
Yeah!
Lucas, I saw Everett and I was like, I hope he says Brooklyn Bros. Because that place is just awesome.
It absolutely slaps. It's great pizza. Honestly, for a thin crust, I'm not a huge fan of thin crust, but they sold me on the thin crust.
Mm. Oh, nice.
And they get the good big slices.
Exactly. Before I go, can I give a shout out?
Of course.
I want to give a shout out to my friend Keegan in Port Townsend. I know he's listening right now. What's up, brother?
What's up?
And Karen, go Cougs.
Go Cougs, baby! That's
everywhere.
Right.
They're everywhere.
206-803-ROCK.
Port Townsend people?
Yeah.
Yes.
What is the best pizza in your town, Justin in Ferndale?
Well, actually, I live in Mount Vernon, but all the way up to the border, you know it has to be Coconut Kenny's.
Oh, gosh, yes. We just had it over the weekend. I had it on Sunday.
Coconut Kenny's?
Coconut Kenny's.
And that's a
Coconut
place to get
Kenny's,
pizza?
Anywhere from their pizzas to their hot subs, it is hands down one of the best places. But if we're going to go small chain, it would be at the Railroad Pub in Burlington.
I know that place, too. Good choices, Justin.
So what's the backstory behind Coconut Kenny? Is it like a Hawaiian thing?
So,
or?
Okay, I'm going to probably screw up this story. So Coconut Kenny's apparently started up, I think there was a guy that started Coconut Kenny's, maybe his name was Kenny, and I think he ended up like selling it to some of his students, or like some of the students at Western took it over or something. Like he asked them to write a business plan for Coconut Kenny's, and then they ended up like taking it over, and then they just kept opening more locations. The newest one in Lake Stevens.
Wait, there's more than one Coconut Kenny?
There's like got to be close to 10 now.
They're I've never heard of
Marysville,
this place.
Marysville, Anacortes, Fern. I think there's one in Ferndale. There's one in Cedar Woolley. They're all over up north. One in Burlington, and then the newest one in Lake Stevens, you can pay for your beer by the ounce.
Oh, nice. Okay. I love
yeah,
that.
Yeah, highly recommend.
Coconut Kenny's. But why is the coconut part?
Okay, there's kind of like a Hawaiian theme, I guess, kind of to it. Like they've, yeah, it's Hawaiian-ish.
Okay.
I think they've got the Kona beer on tap, that kind of thing.
Yeah, one I'm looking at looks like a whole little tiki restaurant.
Yeah.
Like I would never think they had really good pizza there.
Yeah, best pizza sandwiches and premium brew.
Heck yeah.
A taste of paradise in Washington State. Coconut Kenny's.
206-803-ROCK. Cody in Olympia, where do you go for the best pizza in your town?
So I can't speak for anything here in Olympia where I work, but down in Centralia, there's the Tiki Tap House, and it's kind of a Hawaiian-themed bar. And they do all fire oven pizzas, and I think they have a new pizza every week, and ooh, the guy just comes out and throws something together. He's got a peanut butter and jelly pizza that's got jalapenos what? On it and sausage that will blow your mind.
Holy cow.
Cody, though, you're in Olympia. You got to go with old school pizza.
I was going to let him have it, Steve.
Oh, yes, old school pizza. Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
And what is it, Vito's? How do I know the pizza places in Olympia and you don't, Cody? What the hell is going on over here?
I just work here and I try to get it fair. Out of Thirsty County as fast as I can.
I love it.
Kind of how I feel about working in Seattle. Hey.
Mike in Seattle. Where do you go for the best pizza in town?
Good morning.
What's up, Mike?
I go in White Center. There's a little spot called Proletariat Pizza.
Yes. Ooh. I love Proletariat.
Yeah, you're the one who's told us about that one before.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Growing up, we know that you probably played some stupid games with your friends.
Lawn darts.
What were those games? 206-803-ROCK. We bring this up because there is a woman from Florida named Amber.
Okay.
And she got caught shoplifting from a Walmart. But she claims that the reason she was doing this shoplifting was because she was playing a game called 21, where you steal as much as you can from the store and then dump it into a random car.
Is this an actual thing? Like, if we looked up the game of 21, this is going to show up? Or is she just making this up to get out of getting arrested?
This I don't know.
Okay, so you've never played 21.
Never
other than, like, blackjack. I mean, I've never heard of such a thing.
I would like to know why it's called 21.
Maybe it's 21 objects you have to take?
Well,
I don't know. Or maybe she just made it up and that was the first thing she thought of was 21. I don't know. Why are we trying to get in the mind of an idiot?
She did end up getting arrested.
Okay.
Not for shoplifting, but for drug trafficking.
What?
Yeah.
Here's Amber being talked to by the police.
We're doing an investigation right now. Apparently somebody walked out with a
car. Put it in a random car?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was me.
Okay. Would you come over by the car with us?
Whose car is it?
I don't know.
Me neither.
So where's all your stuff you took out of the store? And
I just put it in a random car that was open.
In a random car that was open?
Yeah.
For what?
Because y'all were coming and I just ran up to the car and put it on. It's a game that we play. It's called 21. It's basically you go and steal on the field and you get out without getting caught.
So
I did it one other time than this time, but I got caught this time. So now I got to figure out where my purse is and where my merchandise is, because now I got to give all the merchandise back to Walmart. Well, it's not really a game.
Yeah,
it is a game.
It's theft.
To you,
that's
theft. It's fun, too. It's really fun.
Oh, going to jail is fun.
It's really fun. It's not really a game. And I love that the cop is like, yeah, it's called theft.
Yeah.
But she said it with such confidence. Granted, that might have been the meth talking. But she said it with such confidence that it sounds like as if like this is a game that she plays.
Like they should just let her go because it's just a game.
She's going to give everything back.
Of course.
And I love how she's like, yeah, it's in a random car. I don't know whose car that is.
So when the
police, this makes all the sense in the world.
Absolutely. And so when the police did find which car it was, there was more than $1,000 worth of stolen goods in the backseat. But also in the backseat were the drugs, which was marijuana, meth, drug paraphernalia, and a locked safe with bars of silver, copper, and platinum.
Wait, they sell all that at Walmart too? Probably not.
I don't think so.
Okay.
But that was what she ended up getting arrested for, was all this
drug. So that's for the drug trafficking. I bet she got dinged for shoplifting as well. I don't think they believed her that her game was 21. Like, you know what? We'll let that part go. But the meth and the drugs and the gold, that we can't let slide.
Did you have any invented game that you participated in as a child?
See, I don't know if they were like invented by us or it was just kind of passed around. I'm sure people have maybe played different versions of this, but we had when around 4th of July, which, I mean, it's not yet. I was suddenly looking at the counter. Like, it's not like today or anything like that. But we would take bottle rockets and aim them at each other.
Yeah.
And you'd have a head start. You could start running. And then all of a sudden, you'd shoot it at them. And more often than not, it didn't get you, because bottle rockets just kind of went everywhere, you know?
So your aim is bad then, yeah?
Well, I mean, fortunately, my friend's aim was bad as well. Like, luckily, I mentioned jokingly, but we played lawn darts. But that wasn't like we made that up. But we would do it late at night and on the beach. And it still blows my mind that my mom and my buddy Chris's mom were just like, and we would tell them, like, we're going to the beach to go play lawn darts. All right, come back when you guys are done. And in my head, I'm like, maybe they were drunk. And I was like, oh, see how this happens, how this unfolds. But that was kind of crazy. That, and do you ever play, like, I know, like, we've all played, like, tag.
Sure. Yeah.
But we play flashlight tag at night. Did you ever do that?
You hit him over the head with a flashlight and knock him out?
Yes. No, it was not nearly as clever.
Are you dressed in dark clothing, I would assume?
You were just kind of trying to hide, and then if you got you would get tagged by someone flashing a flashlight at you.
Hmm. Okay.
It was crazy.
You guys sound wild.
Yeah, we were nuts. We were nuts. We were bonkers on the loose in the dark.
You want to know what we used to do?
Yes.
It was really crazy. You know, like the signs that you'd see after someone mopped a floor, like, be careful, the floor is wet signs?
Okay.
That are little like mini sandwich board kind of thing.
Yeah, the yellow ones.
My girlfriend and I used to steal those and then write each other notes on them and then hide it somewhere where the other one would find it.
Like, where would you hide it?
Like, in her car with the drug paraphernalia. No, just kidding. But like in her car,
like,
and
methods,
her, like,
on the other side of the somewhere, sign.
That kind of stuff. So we would steal the wet floor caution signs.
Did you ever give them back?
No. I think I might still have one in my garage that I've been saving.
But what was like the game?
It was not really, it was just like, hey, look, I did it again.
Yeah, being stupid.
I found another stupid wet floor sign, and now it's yours.
But you said, what stupid games did you play? And this is the game you came up with?
This was the game
there
we came
no
up
winning.
With.
There was no winning.
Well, the winning is finding the sign.
At least with mine, like, winning is when you don't get impaled by a lawn dart. Danny, did you have any stupid games that you and your friends would play that were actual games?
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, ours was terrible, and I still feel bad about this one. But we used to have water balloons and, you know, the super soakers in the back of our car, and we'd drive around, especially before school, and we'd go to the middle school, because we were in high school, so we were cool, right? So we'd go to the middle school, and we'd try to shoot kids with water super soakers as they were walking. And if you got a body shot, it was 5 points. If you got a leg shot, it was 2 points, so on and so forth. And it was just, you know, to get them super soaked with water. There was nothing in there besides just water. And then, you know, sometimes when we ran out of water.
So it could have been a lot worse.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah. But we just used the water balloons.
High school, we had another game. You made me just think of that, where you would get points for the – so it was an all-boys Catholic high school. And we had a dress up, shirt and tie, button down. Or you could have a turtleneck. But who the hell's wearing a turtleneck?
Oh, yeah.
You know, so we all had the button down shirt. And it was like day one of school, it was almost like it was like a free-for-all because the game was to collect as many of the shirt pockets as possible.
Oh.
And whoever won the most was just bragging rights. Like, there was no prize for it. But so as you're walking, going to class, if you didn't have like your arm kind of over your pocket or a book over it to protect yourself, someone would just walk up, put their hand on your pocket, and just yank.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And it was pretty impressive. Like, you could rip that pocket off without really ripping the shirt. So then, you know, our parents would get annoyed. They're just like, if you guys keep doing this, you're just going to have to go to school wearing these shirts. So we would all be going to shirts, school going to wearing these shirts with missing pockets, and like the threading is still there, the holes and all that kind of stuff. And it's just, we looked like we were homeless. Like, it was just so bad.
I love it. Rockaholics, what stupid games did you play or create as a kid? Call us up now, 206-803-ROCK.
The Daily Migs Show.
What stupid games did you play or create as a kid? Give us a call now, 206-803-ROCK. Bob in Tacoma, you, like Steve Miggs, used to do some stuff with bottle rockets.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, and I thought of another one, too, that's even better. Can I say it or can I do both?
Yeah, give us both.
Okay, first one was in junior high before I was driving. We would go around and collect apples in the neighborhood. Drill quarter-inch holes in them, put firecrackers in them, and we'd have apple shrapnel wars where we'd
apple bite shrapnel.
Them and throw them at each other.
I love that. I mean, don't do that at home, kids, but I love that.
And then the other one was piggybacking on Miggs's, where we were driving, and back in the 70s, the cars had a little sill above the window between the window and the hood, and so we would take bottle rockets and put them up there, and then light them and then drive towards our buddy's car and joust with bottle rockets and cars.
Dude, we used to do that with, but not with cars, but we'd have jousting with like either lightsabers or like cardboard tubes on bicycles, and you'd go and ride as fast as possible at each other to see who could knock the other person off the bike.
My God, you're a wild child.
This is what happens when your parents don't get you cable.
AL on the I-5. What is this with the reefs, roofs off people's houses? The roofs?
No, we would take the Christmas wreath.
Oh, wreaths. Got it.
Wreaths, yeah. And we would snatch them off one house, take them to the neighbor or across the street and hang them on their door.
It's like wreath bombing.
That is funny,
yeah,
because
that... when it was got done with that... weather got better, we would do the same thing with wind chimes.
You're just creating chaos and confusion all around your neighborhood.
I think that's funny. I like it.
It's harmless. It's kind of weird, but it's awesome.
Ryan in Seattle, what exactly would you do with zip ties?
Morning, y'all.
What's up?
So back in high school, all my friends and I played a game called Zip Ties, where everyone would carry, you know, a full packet of zip ties in their backpack. And then you'd get a certain amount of points if you were able to zip tie somebody's belt or somebody's belt loop or somebody's backpack handle. You got extra points if you got a zip tie around somebody's glasses, and extra points if you were able to zip tie somebody's backpack to their chair or to their desk.
That's fun. I want to do that here.
Yeah, no, it's a great time and a huge feeling of accomplishment when you get it done.
Scott in Kirkland, you would play what you called assassination.
Yeah, I went to high school in the 80s.
Okay.
And I'm sure you could never get away with this now, but we would all draw names, and you would run around with a dart gun or a disc shooter, and if you tagged the other person with the dart, you would get their name, and eventually you would come down to just one person, and it would be mano a mano.
Wow.
That sounds trouble.
I love how creative some of these games are. Right. Somebody just texted in at 206-803-ROCK and said, Migs, you grew up in New York. Did you ever play Suicide? Yes.
What's that?
I had to double check it to make sure I had the rules correct. The name is way more harm. It's not that. Well, it does hurt a little bit, this game. But it was a game with a ball. And we would just throw balls against the wall, like everyone, like stoop ball or
wall ball.
So the game, basically, you throw the ball against the wall. And if the ball bounces off the wall and hits the ground, a player is free to grab the ball and then rethrow it. If the ball is caught by another player before it hits the ground, then whoever threw that ball needs to run to the wall. And you have to hurry. And if you can get to the wall before you, the other person has the right to then throw that ball at you.
Ooh.
And if it hits you, then I think you line up against the wall, and then you get pegged by the ball. And the ball was like one of those, not like a Spalding ball, but it was like a harder version, almost like a lacrosse ball.
Ow.
A little less like thick. As a, I don't know how to describe it. It was a small ball. But man, when you would get pegged, it hurt.
It was a dense ball.
And you'd have to line up against the wall, put your hands up against the wall, and it was like a firing line. It's just like, just, and you can't see. So you're just standing there with your face at a, up against a wall, wondering, when is this going to happen? And you just hear like the, or you hear the ball hit it, or you feel it, which sucked. And the game was called Suicide. I don't remember all the rules fully, but I remember playing that every day. It was a blast.
You get like a welt on your leg.
You would come home with welts, but your parents knew why. Like, are you playing Suicide again? No one ever said stop playing it. They were just like, I'm playing Suicide again. Yeah, Mom.
206-803-ROCK. We're talking about the stupid games we played or created as kids. I do remember one that we used to do going up to Skagit Speedway, which is a little dirt racetrack where they do sprint car races. We would do basically like Slug Bug, but with safety sweatshirts. You know, people that wear like the safety sweatshirts that have like the...
Yep.
Oh, sure.
Like the reflective gear. The reflective gear.
So it was like a Slug Bug. But if you saw somebody with a safety sweatshirt, you gotta whack him in the shoulder.
Did you say anything?
And up there, I don't think we said anything. I think we just hit each other. I don't know if we had a word for it. But you can imagine how many safety sweatshirts are at a dirt racetrack in Skagit County.
But you should have had like a fun term for it.
Maybe we did and I just don't remember.
Like reflect this.
Bam.
I don't know.
Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.